Yeah, hey, it's the Don. Here I am, and it is, well, as I said, just about 4 minutes after 10 o'clock. Yep, you just heard Devo, Gut Feeling, Slap Your Mammy. Before that, No More Mr. Dice Guys by Sparks. And that whole set was started off by Squeeze and Hourglass. Oh, wow. Got myself a can of cola here. Oh, yeah. Goodness gracious, it's been so long since I've had one of those. Just the right amount of salt. What do we got? Oh, well, you know, here it is, it's after 10 o'clock. I will tell you, music coming up may contain strong or suggestive language, and listener discretion is advised. Doesn't mean that that's actually going to happen, or that you're going to be offended, or any of that stuff, but I'm really supposed to say it at 10 o'clock, so here I am, trying to be responsible. The Don. I kill me. I will note, next week here at the college, the university, it'll be spring break, and the Don is planning on flying south for the winter, because, you know, it's been so cold, and I'm a bird. So I'm going to do that for a week, and then come back, and hopefully following week it'll be spring. It'll be sprung, and it won't be like 74 degrees or so in March with wind blowing trees over and stuff like that. So there you go. I don't know what happened today. They let kids out of school, and everything was fine. Coming up next, this is Fripp and Eno, and a track from the album Evening Star. It's called An Index of Metals. Something like that.
he's America's last hope. Don Rossberger is on The Dawncast.
Admit, this feels mighty good. Ho!
aren't you talking about whether it's convenient for you? I'm talking about overbreath in this log.
Hello, Dead Dog Records.
Pick up some tapes. Listen to the current recording.
Current recording.
The one you're making as we speak.
Hold on a minute. I got you guys are listening to everything.
The bugs are there for your protection.
I know.
You either have no ability to use this for any purpose whatsoever, either for free or for money. You want to test me in the courts? If we did not buy ownership, we bought exclusivity. And if you want to try and check me out, and you go ahead and try and do something with it, and I'm going to sue your ass. You can never use it without our permission.
Maybe he's right.
So I sent you the check. I own it or I control it. You can never use it for anything without my permission. And if you want to challenge me, we'll go to court tomorrow and I'll prove you wrong. And you want to find out? Let's go.
Maybe he's wrong.
I'm telling you the facts of law and the facts of reality here. The reality is I gave you money, I own it or I control it. If you want to try and do something with it, I'm going to sue you. You never use it for any purpose again or I will sue you.
Maybe he's right.
I own the copyright.
Get a fucking lawyer. Go get a lawyer right now. Let's have it out. I am not going to piss around with you about this. You can't use it without my permission for anything forever. Got it? No lawyer, because you're going to need one.
Maybe he's right. Maybe there is something the matter with me.
I'm going to sue your ass.
I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad.
You
want to
test me in the court?
Look at this stuff.
I own it.
Isn't it neat?
I control it.
Wouldn't you think my collection's complete?
You want to find out?
Wouldn't you think I'm the girl?
Let's go.
Girl who has
Let's go.
Everything.
You can never use it without our permission.
Look at this trove.
I own it.
Treasures untold.
I control it.
How many wonders can one cavern hold?
I'm telling you.
Looking around here, you think.
I own it.
Sure.
I control it.
She's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
And you want to challenge me?
I've got who's its and what's its galore.
I'm going to see your ass.
You want thingamabobs?
Yeah,
I got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more.
Gimme. I need some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask what for.
What's around with you about this?
Gimme, gimme, gimme. I need some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask what for. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I need some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask what for. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Back of modernism and all this international law to make profit out of his own ungenerosity to humankind.
Keeping it real, dumb.
The Dogcast.
Distributed worldwide by Girls and Guns Telecom.
And now, Crosley Bendix, cultural reviewer and director of stylistic premonitions for the Universal Media Netweb, with today's Arts Review.
Good hello, everyone. This is Crosley Bendix. Today's discussion concerns the domestic arts. Art made and retained in the home. Yes, sometimes as I trudge along through the labyrinths of great halls and corridors, which comprise the imposing architectural layouts of our finest museums, I often find myself wishing our own homes, where we live, could sport something like the inspiring works that now hang out only in public places. I suppose it once seemed necessary to put artworks in mass accessible institutions when art was rare and valuable. But that was before technological evolution had readied us for the modern explosion of do-it-yourself methodology. So now, isn't it high time we tossed our spectator-oriented museums full of priceless tributes to rarity on the American scrap heap which now forms the pointed pinnacle of history's landfill? No one has time to go to them anyway. But everyone has time to be at home. Unfortunately, many, many private homes I pass through are filled with nothing but excuses. Don't have room for art, some say. Others say they can't afford it, or they don't have time to hang around the house, so it would just go to waste. These are all forms of foolish self-neglect. With a minimum of talent and a few minutes a day, you can create real art for your own home. What's the trick? Well, tricks of the trade is more like it. What do you suppose real artists who make important, expensive works of real art do to provide their own homes with the kind of real art they need so desperately to be surrounded with? Well, their own carefully crafted works must be instantly put on display for quick sale so they can continue to pay for that house itself. And doing that stuff is a pretty full-time job, believe me. However, their halls and walls do not go unadorned with aesthetic enjoyables. Many artists have discovered how to cheaply and quickly manipulate common household materials to form foolproof works of art. And I can now pass some of these techniques on to you. I call this kind of work domestic art, and I hope that term sticks as this underground movement begins to break through into the basement of public trends on its way up to the bright glow of mass living room consciousness. Now, my latest article for Surreal Homes magazine, on the stands right now, lists the complete step-by-step methodology for creating a wide variety of domestic artworks. But let me give you just a few right now. Do paintings appeal to you? Well, make your own, right on your own walls, without even visiting an art supply store. You see, modern paintings no longer use much of that stuff anyway. What is admired today are works that stress simplicity, emphasize gestures with new materials, display their own means of composition, and are generally abstract. Incidentally, for our purposes here, you can read abstract as quick and or easy. For the non-professional artist, the popular abstractions of the pros have truly blown it wide open. Now this game is up for grabs. You don't need to draw, sketch, or have any traditional abilities at all to quickly create things surprisingly similar to what the pros spend months on. For example, take that blank wall in your house. If it's wallpaper, you're in real luck. Just take a steak knife you don't want and a putty scraper and begin cutting and stripping areas of paper off the wall. If you want to avoid risk in your domestic art, rather surefire compositions can be created by always cutting in at the top of the wall and ripping the strips of wallpaper downward towards the floor. These vertical strips of bare wall can, with a little practice, be formed in any width, and they can be tightly or widely spaced down a hall or across or around a living room or a bedroom. This is perfect for beginners because the wallpaper ripping process is filled with that controlled randomness so important in modern compositions. You almost can't go wrong. But be creative. Try stripping all the paper off the upper half of the wall, leaving vertical flame-shaped strips of wallpaper rising from your baseboards halfway up the wall. Or try your hand at stripping laterally. When you have achieved a satisfactory composition of stripped and unstripped wall, the bare plaster areas are now to be stained with a kitchen or bathroom sponge dipped in juices from your refrigerator. Grape or any of the new cranberry concoctions are excellent, as are prune and mango. Mustard, ketchup, A1 sauce, or instant coffee sprinkled on your damp sponge can also achieve interesting color effects. Mix these freely for more unusual combinations. Get the picture? So will anyone familiar with Clifford Still. And what about sculpture? Well, if you're a roving home dweller and like to move freely through your own wide open spaces, perhaps wall sculpture is what you need. Incidentally, since this type of sculpture has only 180 degrees of viewability, that leaves out a full 180 degrees of possible mistakes, making this by far the safest form of sculpture to attempt. First, use some of those same household staining agents to color a small area of blank wall. Just sponge it on loosely in any sort of oval shape. Do it quickly now. Let it drip and run down the wall. That's all good now. But avoid splattering above or to the side. Now, take about a pound of steel wool or an old cotton mop head or both and nail, tack, or staple this material to the stained area of the wall, leaving the edges of the colored area showing around this textural mass. Don't dwell on positioning or draping. This is very important. Don't dwell on positioning or draping. Almost all failures are due to overworking your ability to control. Just close your eyes and tack it. Watch your fingers. Texture can be further heightened by spattering this mass with cooked oatmeal, tapioca, rice-a-roni, and so on, or spray the material thickly with Scotchgard and throw M&Ms or trail mix at it, or cotton balls. Remember, when it comes to domestic art, substitutions are always allowed. It matters little as long as you maintain a process of composing that is relatively self-evident in its results and adheres to randomness in its execution. Yes, hard to believe for the uninitiated perhaps, but nevertheless as true as nature herself, which any fool can see if they get out of the house once in a while. Now, of course, some of you may be interested in creating your own 360-degree full-range viewability type of sculpture. This, incidentally, should be left till after you've gotten your basic technique down on a few domestic wall works. Well, you can use virtually any common piece of furniture you don't want. Remember, in art, the icon rules. The icon rules. Select something common to everyone's experience, like a table, a chair, a radio, or TV set, bed, stove, and so on. More exotic